What do you want to talk about? Get in touch by phone, text or email.
Now, I'm sure some of you heard that the late and much missed Donny Courtney from Killarney teamed up with his lifelong friend, actor Michael Fassbender, last year to put together a pet project, and a very worthy project that they both felt very passionate about, and that is the West End House School of Arts in Killarney. And the West End School of Arts has been up and running for some time, and it's really giving a wonderful outlet to young people who want to get a kind of a taste of what a career in the arts might look like. And we all know that both Donny Courtney, the late Donny, and indeed the multi-award winning Michael Fassbender both enjoyed fantastic careers in the arts, and Michael continues to do so. But they are organising a very special event for Culture Night, which of course is this Friday, September the 23rd. And earlier I caught up with Jessica Courtney-Lean, who is the creative director of the West End House School of Arts in Killarney, and with actor Michael Fassbender to talk to them about this project. And at the outset, I put it to Michael Fassbender that this is a project very close to his heart.
Absolutely. First of all, the building was run by my parents as a restaurant for 18 years. So obviously very close to the family. And then it was just Donal really introduced me to acting 28 years ago. Wow. showing my age there when I was 17. When I was at St. Brendan's College in Killarney, and I didn't really know what I was going to do. I was 17, and Donny came and did some workshops in the school, and it just opened up, obviously, a whole profession that I didn't even consider, and like I say, changed sort of my life and my path at that point. And so it was during COVID and lockdown, got in contact with Donny about the possibility of opening a school in Killarney and having an opportunity for the young people of Killarney really to just have the opportunity to explore the arts and to show them that there were possibilities there in that field, in that industry, but also really in the main goal was to bring self-confidence, as Jessica was saying, to bring confidence to young people and allow them to sort of express themselves and really have a well-being to their sort of adolescent years going through school.
And I presume, Michael, for a lot of young people growing up in Kerry, if they've any leaning at all towards acting, they tend to go the stage school route. But this sounds like it's something totally different.
Yeah, I mean, the stage group avenue is still, a great one, and it's there. We just felt like to actually have drama as part of the curriculum, and that was really something that Donny was very passionate about, that we actually included drama into the curriculum, and we sat down with all the three secondary schools in Killarney, St. Bridget's College, the Community College, and St. Brendan's. And all of the teachers came on board, and they were fantastic, all of the principals of the three schools, and started this for the first time as actually part of their curriculum. So the important thing for us was that we got all the first-year students in at some point through the doors of the school. And that was really, Donny's vision, to have that as part of the curriculum. So that was really the main and major change there.
And yourself, Michael, having gone to the SEM, that with a lot of secondary schools, especially boys' secondary schools, in Kerry, there's a big emphasis on sport. And the same with a lot of girls' schools as well, that, if you're sporty, there's loads of outlets for you. But if you're a kid who likes the arts and leans towards acting, there aren't that many outlets. So I suppose you're filling a void there too.
So exactly as you said, Deirdre, if you're into sports or even music, there's plenty of sort of outlets there for you, but not so much in this domain. And we just thought, here's an opportunity for those young people to find their peer groups and also, you know, to explore this as a possible sort of opportunity to express themselves. And also, you know, the fact that that in Ireland we're very good at storytelling, and there's an industry there, you know. So, you know, outside of it, really, the main concern being, you know, there to sort of build self confidence and find these peer groups. There's also the opportunity to actually find work, and not just, you know, as an actor or, let's say, a director or writer, the obvious routes maybe, but also, you know, the idea that there's stage direction there, there's prosthetics, there's sound design, there's a whole industry there.
And isn't it extraordinary, too, that we'll say yourself and Jesse Buckley both came out of Killarney, so, you know, in a way, maybe this new project you've created will discover the next Jesse Buckley or the next Michael Fassbender.
Possibly, but like I say, you know, it's a very competitive industry, and it's a tough industry. And, you know, that would be great if there was somebody, you know, that comes through the doors that wants to continue on and pursue acting. And I'm sure there will be a number of students that wish to take that route. But really, the main objective was, you know, to give a place for the young people to find some self-confidence, and also to take risks, you know, where it's not, the school is very much focused on encouraging young people to take creative choices without the sort of idea that if you don't hit your mark or deliver it correctly, you know, it's a failure. And, you know, we encourage that, you know, to take risks, fall flat in your face, make a fool of yourself, and then, you know, get up and try again. It's the perfect place to be able to explore and do that.
So if you do nothing with a career in acting, if you never go in that route, you'll benefit from the experience of being there anyway.
I hope so, and certainly, you know, having gone back to the school and seeing what the teachers have done there, and we have incredible teachers there, you know, Jessica being one of them, and how it has absolutely, you know, brought certain young students out of their skin and given them a confidence, 100%, you can see it.
Jessica, just to come back to you, so tell us a bit more about what's happening for Culture Night.
Yeah, so Friday night is Culture Night, Friday the 23rd of September, and we're opening the doors of the school to the public, and we're really looking forward to welcoming everyone in. We have a number of taster classes going on. So what this involves is there'll be three different classes going on at the same time. There's going to be an introduction to acting class, there's going to be a screen acting class, and then there's also going to be a finding your voice confidence class. And the teachers that will be taking those will be Gemma Dorley, Jean, and also Charlie, who's one of our teachers. So it's going to be a lovely evening where people are welcome to come in, test out the classes. The tickets are free, as is the general theme of Culture Night around the country, but they are you do need to book them. So if people do fancy coming along, just to visit the website and book in, and then there'll be a couple of refreshments there, and maybe a tour of the school, and just general chit chat, and the opportunity for people to see the school and chat about it and find out more if they're interested in coming to some classes.
And what age group is it open to, Jessica?
So it's open to adults and teenagers, and we have two separate classes. So the introduction to acting class, there's an option for teenagers, and then there's also an option for adults.
A lovely way to remember Donal as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this Donal's legacy, you know, at the school here, and, you know, his approach to these classes and the way that he works with young and people of all ages, you know, he's just a very special man. And so, you know, the school for sure will be, you know, continuing his vision on, and a very special man indeed.
And I know you're busy and you're probably travelling an awful lot, but you're keeping very hands-on and keeping a close eye on how the school is doing.
Absolutely, as much as I can. But I have to say, you know, the Jessica, Gemma, Charlie, Jimmy, Jean, the teachers that we have there, and Martin working at the school as well. I mean, just a you know, fantastic collection of people. And we sort of have weekly chats, and I get over as often as I can to work with the students as well. So we feel very strongly about it. And like I say, having gone back and forth now over the year to see what the school has achieved so far is just very exciting.
Will we see you in Killarney anytime soon?
I hope so.
Great stuff. I know you're a busy man. Listen, guys, that's brilliant. Thanks a million. We leave it there. Great to talk to you both.
Thanks, Deirdre.
And that was Michael Fassbender. And we also heard from Jessica Courtney Lean speaking to me earlier about the West End House School of Arts in Killarney and what they're planning for Culture Night.